Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The Packers' demolition of the 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles was by far the most impressive victory of the season to date. Because this wasn't the depleted Carolina Panthers or the bickering Chicago Bears they hung 50-something on. This was a contender who came into Lambeau Field, and a contender that left decisively vanquished.
Head coach Mike McCarthy put the game in the hands of his best player right from the start. Green Bay passed the football on 13 of 20 snaps during its first two drives of the game in building a 10-0 advantage. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers was masterful in dissecting the Eagles all day to the tunes of 341 passing yards, three touchdowns, and a passer rating of 120.3. He broke the Eagles early by converting three third and long situations on the Packers' second possession. The Packers rolled to a 10-0 advantage on this Rodgers tracer to rookie Devontae Adams. After forcing a three and out, the Packers gave the top special teams unit in the NFC a taste of its own medicine as Micah Hyde took Donnie Jones' punt 75 yards to the house for a 17-0 lead, and the 53-20 rout was on. Looking ahead, there are three differential numbers that stand out above all others when considering Green Bay's possibilities down the road. Plus 105, point differential. The Packers are tied with New England for best in the league. Plus 14, turnover differential, among the top three. And plus 35.8 passer rating differential, best in the NFL. Numbers like those often lead to Super Bowls.
Next up for the Red Hot Packers, a trip to the great outdoors. Yes, for the first time since the early 1980s, the Packers will play the Vikings outside in Minneapolis. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.